This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Around into a focus on farming, another hour with the focus on family farms. In fact, the American Family Farmer Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm a farmer and a broadcaster. Been around cows all my life, been around broadcasting pretty much all my life. So put the two together and we bring you stories about people who are successful, helping ideas that hopefully will work for those who may be in a conundrum about something. That's what this program is for: family farmers, the businesses that are run by family farmers, and the support that we give to them, and also the locavores who support all of us by paying, in some instances, higher prices for food because the food is better, and the locavores appreciate that. Every week we present to you a podcast of the best moments from the American Family Farmer Show. The current podcast has a focus on my conversation with Jack Algier, who is the farm director at Stone Barn Center in New York, a fabulous place to see where modern family farming is taking place. We discuss how to farm in the cold weather, how to plant vegetables that can withstand the winter, addresses the retirement of farmers, and a new book called Letters to a Young Farmer, and what the folks there at this farm, the Stone Barn Center in New York, are doing to recruit and train new generations of younger farmers. So that's what you will listen to now if you go after this conversation live on the air is over. The American Family Farmer Show podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. This week we're going to meet a fellow that runs a farm in New Jersey called Bullock Farms, B-U-L-L-O-C-K. Bullock Farms in Cream Ridge, New Jersey, will be the focus of our attention after I bring you up to date on some of the news from the world of our family farms. I think it's interesting to note the continuing controversy, and it's appropriate, concerning the use of antibiotics in animals that are used for food and the relationship to drug-resistant infections that humans are experiencing. So there are a number of scientists who are getting together at the various medical universities around the country. They're looking for evidence of a relationship between antibiotic use in beef animals, for example, dairy animals, in poultry, that sort of thing. You see the sort of campy new spots that are playing on TV for Purdue where they cock-a-doodle-doo, they crow about the fact they don't use any antibiotics in their poultry, and that's the new trend. It's sort of like the new organic, in a manner of speaking, for meat and poultry and pork and that sort of thing. I'm looking at the study that was done last year, Antibiotic-Resistant Threats from the Center for Disease Control. Two of the 18 pathogens that are of concern may have direct links to agriculture. I can't pronounce either one of them, frankly, and it's probably not important for the purposes. There are foodborne illnesses that you can pronounce, but these you're better off. Once I give you a little bit of information, you can go Google it. You can find out more about what these two illnesses are that are resistant to antibiotics. The people who are infected with these two bacteria suffer. One of them is very bad. You can develop real severe arthritis with one of these things at an early age. So as we look at these studies that have been conducted by veterinary and nutrition scientists and an infectious disease physician, they reviewed a lot of different articles about a lot of different problems that have occurred in our country and elsewhere around the world over the past 4 or 5 years. Animals included in the review were chickens, turkeys, pigs, beef cattle, and dairy cows. The results of the review have been published in critical reviews in food science and nutrition. If you want to look it up, critical reviews in food science and nutrition. You can just Google that. Critical reviews, and then the food science and nutrition part of it will come up. So the prevalence of these two drugs and the resistance that it creates in the people that eat this food is something that has not really been studied, or we really haven't confronted it before because it hasn't been a problem. But there's so much of this antibiotic use in food animals now that it's creating not an epidemic, and I don't want to overcook this, but people getting really sick. You know, they always link this stuff to raw milk, which is BS. Raw milk is, it just drives me crazy. As many of you have heard me say over the years, I had a farm store, 7 or 8 years I sold raw milk, from my Jersey dairy cattle. We were as clean as could be. It made me a better farmer. The milk was as pure and clean as could be. Never had any problems with anybody because it isn't the raw milk that is milked to feed to people as raw milk that's the problem. It's people getting a hold of the crap that they send to the various processing plants to have riddled with microwaves and laser beams and things that supposedly make it healthy because it kills all the bacteria in it. Bacteria are there because the farmers are sloppy. And in some circumstances, the problems that come from drinking milk that have been, that come from cattle that have been injected with some of these drugs, yeah, that's a problem. There's nothing natural about that. So don't give me this baloney, oh, we have to stop the sale of all raw milk. Raw milk should be encouraged because it's one of the few really natural, wholesome, pure products that are still available. And so, anyway, these people, they come up with the idea of being concerned about animals that are antibiotic resistant and what it does to us as humans that consume this stuff, that's legitimate. But to take a shot at raw milk and some of these other things, because the most of the so-called progressive medical schools or teaching schools, they teach the same thing over and over and over again because they're disconnected from the farm, let's put it that way, and from the reality of what really is produced. The goodness that came out of my cows that we sold as raw milk, thousands, I had 4,000 or 5,000 customers over the years who come back all the time, every week, for raw milk, and they swore by it because they knew it was good for them. And so anyway, I just do think there are two things to be concerned about. One is, what is the impact of all these antibiotics on our food, period? And then what do you know or not know about what's real when it comes to sort of shaving off the edges of these studies and having raw milk come up as an example of something that's bad for you? It's not bad for you. It's good for you if it's grown right and it's processed the proper way. It's like anything else. All right, so I thought you needed to know more about that antibiotic study. In a moment, Brett Bullock is going to join us from Bullock Farms in New Jersey.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Going in on group holiday gifts or planning the family ski trip sounds like a great idea, unless you're the one footing the bill. This year, don't let waiting for others to pay you back add to the stress of the holiday season. Consumers are increasingly turning to person-to-person payments to quickly pay each other through their mobile devices. According to a recent Bank of America report, 36% of adults currently use a P2P service, and millennials nearly double that rate at 62%. Earlier this year, Bank of America became one of the first banks to integrate the features of Zelle, a revolutionary new P2P service, into its mobile banking app, making it easier for customers to send, receive, and request money. Michelle Moore, head of digital banking, Bank of America.
With more than 2.5 million monthly Zelle users making more than 5 million transactions, It's clear that the move to cashless shows no signs of slowing. We're pleased to provide a safe and convenient experience for our customers, especially during the rush of the holiday season.
For more information, visit Bank of America's newly redesigned homepage at bankofamerica.com.
Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer, 16 past the hour. Brett Bullock is a member of the sixth generation of farmers at Bullock Farms in Cream Ridge, New Jersey. Brett, I understand you and your sister are both, are you equal in terms of the work and the responsibilities? You both grew up on the farm, and have you stayed there, or did you go away and come back again, the two of you?
Well, first, thanks for having me on the program. Appreciate it. I work on the farm with my mom, my dad, my aunt, and my uncle. My sister has a full-time job. She helps out seasonally with some of our agritourism events. She helps out with making wreaths and Christmas trees and that business, and a little bit with the pumpkins as well. But no, she has a full-time job. But I work on the farm, like I said, with the fifth generation, which is my parents and aunt and uncle. But I left for a little while. I went to college in Vermont and got a degree in plant and soil science. And then I was trying to figure out what to do. I got interested in the nursery business, so I worked in ornamental horticulture for about 6 or 7 years. I ran a nursery in the area and then decided to come back and work on the family farm in about 2009 or 10. So I've been here working full-time since then and had just been working sort of seasonally and nights and weekends before that.
What do you like best about, what did you like best about growing up on the farm, Brett? And what do you like best about being there now?
Well, growing up on the farm was great. I mean, at the time, it seemed like we were working a lot harder than some of our friends who didn't grow up on a farm. But in looking back, it's an amazing way to grow up. We felt really fortunate now to be able to have that experience, especially where we are in New Jersey. It's not nearly as common anymore to have that sort of upbringing. Certainly, tons of ways to have fun and get in trouble on a farm, and we just had a blast. I grew up with a lot of cousins on the farm around the same age, so we had a ton of fun playing on the farm growing up and working, and it teaches you a really strong work ethic. I really appreciate my farm upbringing now.
Yeah.
It really is a great way to grow up. And now, being back on the farm, I mean, it's great working with family. It's great being able to be your own boss, sort of. Mm-hmm. It's nice not having to go sit in an office every day. It's nice to be able to be outside, and every day changes. You know, you really have no idea what you're going to end up doing every day. You think you have an idea, and then something goes wrong or something changes.
Yeah.
You're always doing something different than you thought you'd be doing.
It's one of the wonderful things, depending on your point of view, what's your passion, the kinds of things that I find it. I'm with you. I love having the different opportunities every day. Something breaks down, an animal gets sick. I wondered what you thought, by the way, of, you heard me talking for a few minutes about antibiotics in animals. I'm not sure what your farm has in the way of animals. What do you have at Bullock Farms for animals?
We do not have any. We have a couple dogs, and that's it. We don't have any animals. My mom grew up on a dairy farm, so her family was dairy farmers, and I think she agreed with you that raw milk is extremely healthy and really good for you.
Yeah, it's fabulous stuff. But then the other things, when you look at all of the things that you grow, and we'll go through some of these things. I want to talk about some of the specifics of what goes on at Bullock Farms. The reality is that there are things just like the raw milk, the raw carrots, whatever grows in the ground, what grows on top, the rawness and the goodness of those raw products are things to be celebrated and excited about. And I suspect that the locavores in your area are excited about it. And so the contributions that Bullock Farm makes to that area and to farming in general are things that we want to highlight. You want to check out their website, go to bullockfarms.com, B-U-L-L-O-C-K. Farms.com. You can follow along as we have our discussion, which continues here on this week's American Family Farmer.
The It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Here's to the farmer, the plant, the fields and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. We got him on his feet with handshake money.
23 after the hour, feeding you with information about things that are going on at various farms around the country as it helps all of us look at what we're doing, how can we do it better, and who's affected by all of this. Nobody better in my current scope than Brett Bullock and his family. He's the sixth generation of family farmers at Bullock Farms. You can go online to their website. I'm looking at it now, bullockfarms.com. What a fabulous, what an atmosphere. 100 acres, all of it looks like it's tillable pretty much. Right, Brett? Is it all usable?
Yeah, it really is. Yep.
Yep. So then that's an advantage. I have 114 acres on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, but it's mostly pasture for the dairy cows. I have 86 acres. The rest of it's wetland that was created by developments that have been built around it. I don't know how much the pressure is in this area of New Jersey. I know some of these farm areas in western and southern New Jersey. Where's Cream Ridge?
So Cream Ridge is pretty much right in the middle of the state. We're in Upper Freehold Township, which has some of the most preserved farmland in the whole state. So we're really fortunate to be a preserved farm. We have been since the early 80s. We're surrounded by all preserved farms. So you'll never see another house from our farm more than what there is now. So it's a really nice spot to be in. We're fortunate to have the preservation surrounding us like we do.
Yeah.
It's a really neat part of New Jersey. It's definitely unique for where we are.
Well, New Jersey has some fabulous farms in it, frankly. From where you are south of there and you get into western New Jersey, eastern Pennsylvania, that area where you buff up against New York, there's some really great farm opportunities there if people are taking advantage of them. And in my circumstance, I do have a development on two sides of me and then the state park on the other two sides where I can't really be built upon, and I'm in the process of trying to sell their development rights now, so it'll always be a farm. That's what more and more people need to try to do, find the mechanisms that are available to save them so that people can prosper like the Bullock family and people in the neighborhood can understand and appreciate. I use my farm as a teaching tool for kids to learn about animals and not to be afraid of the farm and the tractors and all that sort of thing, to have a respect for what goes on there. I would guess that there are a lot of schools that bring tours to your farm. Is that right?
Yeah, we do. We actually do mostly preschools. We don't do the big schools where they're bringing in, you know, four buses at a time. We do smaller, younger kids, so preschools and kindergarten, things like that. And we have one of my aunts was a teacher her whole career, so she comes and does an educational thing for them, teaches them about the crop. So we do that in the fall with our pumpkin crop, and we give them a hayride and a sugar pumpkin and teach them about how pumpkins grow. And we try to keep all of our agritourism stuff, mostly the pumpkins, our pick-your-own pumpkin operation. We want it to be about, as you said, education and about the crop. We don't want it to turn into an amusement where there's dunk tanks and all sorts of stuff that have nothing to do with agriculture. We're trying to keep it centered around agriculture and sort of make that connection again with our guests who maybe don't have a connection with agriculture or farming, to try to, like, you know, basically show them what goes into farming a little bit and get them out to the farm to experience it. But also let the kids play and have fun, kind of like we did growing up. You know, let them come play like farm kids,
right?
As much as they can.
One of the things that's truly a part of the season is your Christmas tree operation. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we've been doing cut your own Christmas trees for probably a little over 20 years, and that's been a really good business. It's very cyclical. We have a lot of supply. We get really busy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
Welcome to the farm. You can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
34 after the hour, this week's American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the gentleman who, along with a number of people in his family, is running a fabulously successful farm, bullockfarms.com, the website, Bullock Farm. And we were focused on the Christmas tree sales. And the way that people buy Christmas trees, people love to go to the farm, but there were things that have happened over the past 10 years that have changed the reality. What were those realities? What things have changed as an example of how farming has changed? Just taking this one example and expounding on it a little bit, Brett.
Yeah, I mean, we're now seeing a shortage of Christmas trees that's a result from 2008 when people didn't really have money to put trees in the ground, and that's about how long it takes to grow a Christmas tree. So the trees that everyone would be buying now would have been planted around that 2008-2009, and they're just not there. So we actually do bring in certain varieties of trees from other states that grow there that we can't grow here, and we bring in some larger trees because we don't have anything over about 10 foot in our field. So we bring in some big trees, and all of those orders that we had placed this year got canceled because people just didn't have the trees. So we didn't have any Fraser firs. We didn't have anything over 10 feet. So we're certainly seeing a shortage of Christmas trees that will last for probably a few years. And like I said, it's kind of that tree business is pretty cyclical, so that'll last for a little while, and then naturally I have a feeling it'll go in the other direction in another 6 or 7 years.
So that really explains why it is. I've had a lot of people call me, and we've talked about this on my regular Monday through Friday program. The cost of Christmas trees this year up substantially. Nobody could figure it out. You've just answered the question.
Yep, that's it. There's a shortage. It's supply and demand.
Yeah, it sure is.
Prices went up a little bit just to sort of slow down sales, because if we, you know, if there's a shortage and we cut down too many, then we're going to have to close. We won't have enough for the next year. So to sort of temper sales, we needed to do that.
Mm-hmm. So we're into the end of the growing season, the end of the season. I was talking to somebody last week who actually has as part of his farm a winter growing season where a lot of things that will survive in the ground through the winter, turnips, that sort of thing, rutabaga. Do you have growing 12 months a year, or do you sort of slow down from now until like February when you can start planting seedlings?
Yeah, we don't do any vegetables anymore, so we're mostly row crops, corn and soybeans. We do about 450 acres of corn, soybeans. We double crop with rye and wheat. No, we don't do any winter production or any winter harvesting, rather. We have a lot of cover crop growing through the winter, but we actually added malting barley. We have a brewery on the farm that we added a few years ago. It was a little hobby project of me and my friends. So the brewery keeps us busy through the winter. That's a year-round thing on the farm that brings people out every weekend. So that's where we'll spend most of our time through the winter months.
So you're doing two things here. Very interesting. You must rent a lot of land around or have people allow you to use it if you have all that land and corn and beans. So you've got people in your family who are doing that, and then there are folks who are growing. You've got pumpkins on the farm. That's a big deal, I'm sure. And you have all kinds of, I think you refer to what most people do as agritourism. So you must grow some things on the farm that contribute to the desire of people to come there and experience something that's unique.
Yeah, the pumpkins is the draw in the fall, and then the Christmas trees in the winter. But the brewery brings people year-round, so we grow about 80 to 90% of the ingredients for the beer we grow on the farm. We grow some of our own hops, and we grow our own malting barley. We get our rye and wheat malted as well for specialty beers. And then
how do you harvest that? How do you harvest that stuff, Brett?
It's the same as any other small grain. The only difference is production-wise, it's less of a – you can't really look at it as a commodity. If to grow malting barley, you sort of need to look at it as like a fresh market type product where you got to pay a lot more attention to it. It has to meet certain specs. It's got to hit certain protein levels. The DON levels have to be below a certain point to be usable. So you got to pay a lot closer attention to malting barley in order to make it worthwhile. And for us, we rely on it for our brewery, so we really need our barley to turn out well. So it's you got to pay a lot closer attention to it, and then storage and handling is a lot more important in maintaining. So it's a different animal for sure. It's been a learning experience trying to figure that part of it out.
I wonder if others, I'm thinking about this local microbrewery here in my town, and I for a long time took the brewery grain and fed it to the cows because it was great, didn't have the negative impact of regular grain, and it was something that I liked doing to help them out, but it was good for the cows too. And they buy their grain in bags just like I used to buy when we were kids before you got it in bulk. And I wonder if that isn't something that you do. Do you find other breweries coming around, they want to buy grain from you?
We've done some collaborations with other breweries where we use our grain, but we don't really have enough yet to be selling it. We pretty much just grow it for our own use. We're still testing varieties. This isn't a big malting barley region by any means. I think there's maybe one other farmer in the state that grows malting barley. So there's not good varieties. Most of it's grown up in the Dakotas and Minnesota and things like that. So it's a different climate for malting barley. So we're still trying to find the right variety. We'd like to get to that point eventually, but right now we're still trying to figure that part of it out. So we just use it for our own use at this point.
All right, now
so we do ship our spent grain out to a dairy farmer, a local guy that takes the spent grain.
Right, that would make sense. So the things that people want to do as they get to the farm, they want to either be close to animals or maybe feel like they are. You have opportunities for them to feed a few animals or other nearby animals. I got a guy close to me who's got a lot of chickens, and he buys bagged corn to feed to have the people feed to the chickens. And I wonder, that's something that's coming along too, I think, isn't it, in terms of if we can stay away from, and I wonder, this is like a two-part question, how do you stay away from all of the GMO seeds and things to feed the animals, or do you focus, do you try to do that?
Yeah, that's not really, we don't really have the animals. We bring them in for the fall. We have a neighbor that brings over her animals, and she sort of does an educational thing with kids when they come to teach them about the animals. But, yeah, we sort of stay away from that. We don't really get into the animal part of it.
So are you growing things, though, that people can feed to their own, if they have chickens or birds or that sort of thing?
Yeah, we sell some feed on the farm, but pretty small amount.
Yeah, it's not the big deal. So, what gives you, your sister, you said, has a full-time job, but you got cousins and stuff. I said, what do you like best? Not necessarily is what you like best and what is most satisfying would be the same thing. The answer would not necessarily be the same. For you, what's the most satisfying thing, looking around at this farm that has been your family since 1860, what, at the end of the day, what do you think about what you've done during that day, and what do you think about the process of maybe not just your farm, but other people? You must have friends online, other people that are your age that are trying to do things. You're all learning from each other. I guess what do you agree is at the end of the day the reason that you want to, okay, go to bed, next morning I want to get up and do this all over again? There's got to be a satisfaction quotient there.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, really, one of the most satisfying things is just being able to do what my family's been doing for a really long time. It brings me a great deal of satisfaction just being able to continue my family's tradition of you know, working this land and being a farmer and just keeping this family farm going is extremely satisfying to me. Just finding new ways to keep it going. I think that's why we're still here, is because my family has adapted. We've grown all sorts of different things over the years. That's sort of the really fun part about it, is just figuring out what's next and figuring out how to improve what we're doing now and just figuring out new ventures and new ways to keep this farm going is probably one of the most satisfying things for me.
One of my favorite pet peeves, and we'll I'll sort of wrap it up with this, the government has done a lot, in my estimation, to ruin what I'm trying to do on my farm and a lot of other small farmers as well, thus the need for this program, as I see it. How does the government get involved, interfere, mess up, or do you feel like there is support? It's different sometimes with local government versus state government versus federal government. How is your relationship with various government entities?
I mean, on a very local level, my dad and my uncle are extremely involved with all the local ag organizations. So I think locally we have a lot of support. Certainly on the state level, it's a little bit different. New Jersey is not the most farm friendly, even though we are a garden state. It's a really difficult place to make a living as a farmer, and that's why you see less and less people in New Jersey actually making a living off of farming. It's few and far between at this point. There's certainly a lot of troubles. Just the cost of being in New Jersey is pretty ridiculous. It makes the cost of land and everything in this area is pretty insane, and that's why we've switched to some more of this agritourism, because it's, you know, you really can't make a living growing row crops in New Jersey. There's just not enough land, at least, you know, we haven't been able to make it work, so we had to switch to less acre-intensive businesses, which is why we're where we are at now.
And so that's the suggestion, in part, for people who are in the regions that you're in. I'm in the same. I'm in a suburban community. People think that I'm not. What are you, cows in Framingham? What are you talking about? You know, that kind of stuff is what you encounter all the time. And, yeah, you do have to do other things to get the government out of the way or off your back. That's a difficult task, especially in the Northeast. You're right about that. But I wish you continued success. Good stories, good information, good suggestions for people who are in the same circumstance that you're in and I'm in. How do you use your farm to get the most out of it and to keep the family farm going? Brett Bullock, bullockfarms.com is the website. Brett, thank you very much. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and your family. In a few moments, I'm going to talk about how to be prepared for the new year as an economic reset is necessary in agriculture, especially the family farms. Let me, for those of you who work hard on the farm, those of you who work hard wherever you are, in listening to this program, you know that I have certain experiences, and I'm happy to tell you about them. My good experiences with my health are focused in large part around fish oil. I've just become familiar with krill oil and understand that krill oil is very good for my joints. And I guess the reason I've become associated with it is because I got some aches and pains in my hip and my back and my knees and my ankles. So this addresses it wonderfully well, krill oil. And then I don't want to stop taking fish oil because it's good for my cardiovascular health, circulation, good to get the blood to my brains, to my muscles, to every one of my organs. So where could I find something that teamed up both of those elements? And the answer to that is in this new product from Purity, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. And now you can take this pill. 30-day, one-month supply comes to you free when you dial them up at 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493. It's the combination of fish oil and krill oil that's so successful. Both together, first bottle is free. Pay a small shipping charge, and that's it. You're home free, literally and figuratively, with Krill Omega 50 Plus, 800-355-1493. Order your free bottle now. Free, yes, free, free, free. 800-355-1493.
This report is brought to you by LG. Providing the perfect entertainment and refreshments for a holiday gathering can seem like a daunting task. LG, alongside interior design and cooking experts, offers tips for a smoother holiday season. Athena Calderon from iSpoon has advice for creating the perfect holiday menu.
Always choose dishes that can be prepped in advance. The last thing you want to worry about is slaving over the stove while your friends and family are hanging out in the other room. LG's smart ThinQ technology is an amazing home hack. You can preheat or turn off your oven remotely from your smartphone. It's genius.
Designer Nate Berkus has tips for styling your table to impress.
The table is where everything comes together. So stick to a neutral color scheme, but add some metallic accents for some holiday shine. Things like brass candle holders will instantly up the ante. Greenery can also dress up the table. I like to finish off the tablescape with a super chic place card at each setting, and it's a great memento for your guests to take home.
For more information, visit LG.com.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions. And when you order online at Staples.com, you can pick up in-store in an hour. So now it's easier than ever to get great gifts for everyone on your list. Staples. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
This is the American Family Farmer. Don't forget to listen to our American Family Farmer Show podcast every week with a different focus on things that are important to the small family farmer, backbone of America, the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. There is a new predictor of unhealthy food consumption that farmers ought to know about and locavores ought to know about. The social and demographic factors, as they are important to where a person goes for his or her food. The findings come from an ongoing project studying food consumption and food shopping in areas around Pittsburgh. Researchers trying to figure out ways to help people eat better. They found a number of things that led to choices, to making healthy or not healthy choices. 1,400 customers in the Pittsburgh area. Over a two-day period, they took note of individual characteristics, age, education, that sort of thing. Young consumers less likely to eat fruit and vegetables, which doesn't come as any surprise, I suppose, to parents. People without college degrees consumed more sugar-sweetened beverages and fats, like butter. With age and education come better eating habits. Older people and college graduates ate more fruits and vegetables. One system that does seem to steer people toward healthier foods is taxing junk food. The city of Berkeley, California, first city in the country to tax sugar-sweetened drinks. A cent for every ounce. That's cut consumption by 20%. Maybe that's the way to fix the problem. Why haven't we thought about that before? Somebody suggests perhaps to your local constituents or your local politicians. There's some food for thought. From the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Don't forget, if you're looking for a last-minute item for a Christmas or a great way for you to get a great night's sleep all year long, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV to get two of their fabulous pillows for the price of one. MyPillow.com, use the code DJV.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. The podcast, again, a reminder of the conversation you hear right now at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com. Jack Algier, who is the farm director at Stone Barns Center in New York. Not dissimilar in some ways, a little broader scope on some things than the gentleman that was on with us this week here. But this is a great way to keep the farm visitation going. He has written a book called Letters to a Young Farmer. Another young guy like this other fellow that was here with us. It's just amazing and very refreshing to see all the young people who are going into farming or staying on the farm. You can get some ideas, I'm sure, from Jack Algier on this current American Family Farmer Show podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In a moment, I'm going to give you some of my thoughts on how to be prepared for what will happen in agriculture in the new year.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint to get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices, 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four, plus get a fifth line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for five lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
All right, the outlook for 2018 as far as agriculture is concerned is bleak. For dairy farmers, anyway. I'm in the dairy business. I now raise replacement heifers. And I find the more I look around at the reality of what family farmers are being paid for their milk, it's an outrage. It's a disgrace. I'm disgusted by how the government has gone into legion with the people in mostly Dean Foods because they control most of the fluid milk supply. It's what is being done, the collusion between the huge agribusinesses and these companies is historic in that it is basically aimed at screwing the family farmer out of his or her legacy or what's going on. And you can say, well, if people can do it cheaper, why not? What you're getting as a product is crap. And so with that in mind, I look ahead to see what will change, as I think a lot of things are going to be reset next year. A lot of the same conditions that lifted it, parts of agriculture in the area before 2008 are now coming back around. There is deflation on the farm. The stuff that we look at with, I think when I'm looking for answers, I go to some of the colleges, like Virginia Tech has a good farm school. Some of the land-grant colleges, UMass has a good farm school. There are some good ones around. SUNY has some good ag schools. And most of them see there is a demand emerging for a lot of food and fuel and fiber, not only in our country, but around the world. So farmers are changing. I'm thinking about growing hemp, for example, in some of the open land that I have instead of hay, because there appears to be a bit more profit in it. It's new, it's different, it's good for the soil, that sort of thing. Producers who haven't developed and executed risk management plans that understand what pricing is, and I'm speaking specifically about dairy here, there are, I think, reasons to believe things will be pretty stable on the grain market and the corn market, that kind of stuff. And the more you can sell on your own in finding ways, like the last fellow we were talking to has developed some grains that are used by local breweries. That's fabulous. You wonder about weather. We had drought in our area 2 years ago. Last year we got basically washed out, rained out in April, May, and June. So it slowed down the things that could be done on our farm. Weather is stuff that you can't predict. But were I to say next year was going to be a fabulous year in farming, I wouldn't be telling you the truth. I think you got to be very careful about how you run your business.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.